Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 39. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. For those who are checking out Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening live, but you can call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, or concerns. MP3 format music and anything like commercials can be sent to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period. Let me give you a couple of disclaimers, three of them. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie B Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, what I'm going to attempt to do is let you know some of the other programs and things that you can catch. Because you can catch those, but I at least let you know for a reason why you need to have your laptops, pencil, pen, paper, smartphones, all that good stuff for info. Such as you can catch Common Sense Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com, where myself and the enigmatic Day Woods covered for the show. Alea Doss, baby shower. It was a beautiful baby shower for a young girl coming up, and that was so nice to cover it for the radio program. Also, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. number 1, or Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. You can Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent N. Angelica. That's Kent with a N in between. Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. For those who are looking to hear more of that 3342 music like you heard at the beginning of this show, you can go to www.3342music.com. Also, OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The web is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the 6 p.m. Queens Court Radio Show. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. And I did say you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Miss Commentary, then you skip to Cleveland. Now, before I go to the phone callers, I need to at least let some people know what's going on. I see a 216-804. Even if you're watching Dancing with the Stars or WWE Monday Night Raw, just know that I'm coming to your phone line to check and see what's going on with you just because. Why wouldn't I? We're giving you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment before I go to the phone lines, because if I don't do that now, I won't do it. And as I look at the phone lines before I go to the 216-804, I do see a 440 area code with an 830. So my thing is, I thank you for taking the time to call in. Before I go to the phone lines, a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Lowdown the Barbarian, Atlanta to Cleveland. He lives in Atlanta now. He's coming in to talk tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 9, you can YouTube the page of Joseph P. Motley Jr. The thing is, Black House Sound just filmed the video for Nelson Mandela. It will go up soon. Number 8, debuting Kaya Dog Crew page, which is on Facebook. Now, that's CUYAHDOG Crew page. Dog Nation preview for that song featuring the remix. It featured Suave Gotti dropping those lyrics. Dog Nation preview has 6,000 plus views since, I will say, Sunday at about 1 a.m. in the morning. 6,000 plus views already. Congratulations on that. Number 7, debuting the National Action Network Rolls to the Pole Volume 2 this coming Saturday. More on that in a little while. Number 6, debuting Facebook Voter Turnout Day. We Vote for Tamir. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, the debuting is Facebook Calling Rebel Handmaids to the Board of Elections. That was today. More on that in a little while. Number 4, debuting Facebook Cleveland Imperial Avenue Murders Anniversary Vigil and March Against Cuts to Rape and Domestic Violence. That's this coming Thursday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 12205 Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. More on that in a little while. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, the third annual White Party for Toys for Tots was last Saturday at 12703 Lorraine Avenue. Number 2, moving up on Facebook so far, the 25th National Day of Protest to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation, 022, October 22nd, Refuse Fascism, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Brenda Bickerstaff led it, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Alicia Kirkman, Councilman Joe Jones, the Tamir Rights Foundation, the Cochran Firm, Families Who Lost Someone Through Police Murder, Man in the Street spoke on One Move. More on that in a little while. Miss Commentary Cleveland from the YouTube page covered it. Let me see. Number 1, and it was held at the Woodhill Luke Easter Park. Number 1, debuting Kamala Harris, vice presidential candidate, toured the Board of Elections party outside. Zanzibar spoke at Tri-C last Saturday. Very interesting. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you all for waiting so patiently. 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804, going twice? Going thrice? 216-804, thank you for not hanging up. I appreciate that. I don't know, it sounded like some Dancing with the Stars was going on in the background. Could have been Monday Night Raw. I'm not sure, but before I go to the 440 with the 830, I will say that I can let people know what's going on. I did say National Action Network, Rolls to the Polls, Part 2, Greater Cleveland Chapter. It's the last Saturday to vote early. Movers and Shakers, Saturday, Roll to the Polls. That's Saturday, October 31st, 2020, St. Peter's AME Zion Church at 14101 Barlett Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Reverend Dr. Rebecca Stitt, pastor, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't get it twisted. Get there at 10 a.m. because the buses will probably leave out within that 30-minute roll and go straight down there. Their partners is the National Council of Negro Women, Top Ladies of Distinction, Life Members Guild, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Eta Phi Beta Sorority, Gamma Chapter. For more information, this is important. For more information, contact 216-283-2739 for Dr. Marcia L.T. McCoy. That's 216-283-2739. Or for Sheila George Nelson, 216-269-7787. That's 216-269-7787. There we go. Now, before I do anything else, I don't want anybody waiting on the phone line saying I didn't come to them to at least try to speak with them. So with that being said, the 440 phone number has been so patiently, 440-830. I have to come to the phone line and see how you're doing. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How is everyone? What's up, Cleveland? All around the world. I was calling in just to some people on the show, and especially to also address, I heard that the COVID-19 rate has raised up a tad bit and everything. So I'm just going to address this right here.
Okay.
It was a segment where Dr. Oz, he got cut off. They cut this guy off from what he was saying about the COVID-19. And I'm a person. Me, myself, I'm a person that has not taken the flu shot. I haven't got the flu shot or anything like that. And I know when a lot of those that did take the flu shot, they had complications. Some even passed and stuff like that. You heard a lot of that and everything. I really do believe, like, a lot of this could probably stem from that. And this stuff happened, like, a few years back before this was this disease was even named COVID-19, things of that nature and stuff like that. I just want people to take heed to that. You know, it's a fact. You know, people could do their research on it and stuff like that. So just pay attention to that. I tell people just not to, you know what I'm saying, stay away from that flu shot. Because that flu shot is possibly deadly because it's been mentioned that that flu shot actually has COVID in it. And like,
mm-hmm.
just keep in mind that flu shot has COVID in it and stuff like that. And a lot of the ones that took that shot, you know, wound up passing and stuff like that. So just take heed to that. So I'm just calling in to say that and stuff like that and say hi to everybody, you know, what's up. This is Major Taps, Private Entertainment. Check me out on YouTube channel. It's Proprietor TV on YouTube. You know, you can check me out on there. And like I said, I have material coming. You know, I just been working on a bunch of projects. And now, you know what I'm saying, bouncing back on, you know what I'm saying, this project I've been promising y'all for a minute. So that's about it. So everybody, you know, I wish everybody the best, you know. And just take heed to that, what I just mentioned. Yeah,
thank
stay away
so
from
much.
That flu shot, though. So, all right, now. Yep.
All right, I appreciate you very much. I remember, this is crazy, Mama Porter, historic, she went out there and took the shingles vaccination and got shingles because very same reason that was said, what was put in there to fight it caused it. And so you live and you learn. Everybody has their different philosophies on certain things. Before I go to the 601 area code with the 1 and the 3. One of the things that happened earlier today that I saw, and definitely put that on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., JR period, with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat, it was what I was talking about. I interviewed some of the rebel handmaids as well as the Knight of Cleveland. You just got to see it to believe it. It was only 15 minutes and 22 seconds, as well as the fact that we talked to Colin Jackson, who's talking about how to keep the memories of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, 137, alive. But earlier today at 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 2 p.m., they were calling rebel handmaids to the Board of Elections on the Facebook page. And it happened at the Board of Elections. And basically speaking, theocracy and stealing elections equals fascism. White supremacy and voter intimidation and vote stealing is fascism. Trump Pence out now defend the right to vote as rebel handmaids and friends assembled at 11 a.m. at the northeast corner of East 30th Street in Euclid. They had signs and costumes that were available. Bring your own. Their reasoning was not since the days when the KKK murdered black people who tried to register to vote have we seen anything like this. The right that people shed blood to win is under attack from Trump and the fascist Republican Party. Stand up now before the election is stolen. This event is part of sustained mass nonviolent protest with the arm and aim of removing the fascist Trump-Pence regime from office. Please help spread the word and invite your friends to attend. There's so much going on at the Board of Elections that if you just show up at the Board of Elections, you're going to see something brand new basically every day. Early voting, a lot of different people show up. That's just the way it is. I am going to say that I'm going to my phone caller here. I've been talking a lot, but this is a 601 with the 513 area code. For all I know, I have to be fair. This could be one of the Proud Boys calling up to tell me why I'm not a good man. Anyway, 601-513. I'm standing by. I'm stepping back and standing by. What's going on with you, 601?
Wait a minute, dude. Now, you know me long enough. You know damn well I'm not from no damn Proud Boys, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Really?
You got me. I was having a stressful day today. You know, I got 7 days before the election, you know, this and that, and, you know, a little worried. But, boy, you got me chilling. You got a smile on my face today. I appreciate that.
No problem. How are you doing, presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham? How are you, sir?
I'm blessed. I'm focused. I'm determined. And thankful still that I have the ability to still speak my message and speak the truth, even though I'm still not well known enough yet. But someone had said earlier, gave me a little bit more encouragement. God did create the heavens and the earth in 7 days. So, and what we need is a miracle right now. And this guy who said this, he said, follow me and everything, had a lengthy discussion. And he told me, he's like, dude, man, you be interacting with Republicans and getting in their face and showing them, you know, tough love in a sense. And they come to you and say, you got my vote. Republicans, he said Republicans, they be monitoring me. He said, this is what America needs. And with your family history and everything, this is what America needs. So I want to talk briefly about, you know, we have 8 days to go to the election and the decisions that we make, the decision that we make on who we are voting for president is going to make drastic changes or is going to be made drastically for our wants and needs for Americans for the next 50 years to come. And if we're going to get rid of Trump, then we can just vote for anybody, right? You know, we can just vote for Joe Biden and then just worry about the problems of race and COVID-19 and all the other stuff later. I mean, anybody can fix COVID-19. That's not a problem. But the race factor hinders on who really is in power. I said from time and time again about Joe Biden. I mean, we already know about Trump. He's a racist, all that. I'm not saying Joe Biden is. I'm just saying he is part of the old. You know, like back then, all the stuff that he believed back then didn't really solve the questions of what African Americans are going through now, especially signing the 94 crime bill. We must not forget that, Democrats. And then Kamala Harris being the prosecutor in California, locking up a record number of African Americans for nonviolent drug offenses when it comes to marijuana. So for the Democrats to choose these two individuals to be the savior and the answer for all that we've been praying for is a farce, is a lie, is a way to dupe us. And we are tired of that. That's why in the two last elections, with Obama and now Trump, the American people want an outsider. But those two individuals kind of seemed like they were outsiders, but they had some insider prints connected to them. But with me, I'm a true outsider. I'm from the streets. I'm one of you. I'm just highly intelligent, highly aware, and highly observant of the current situation, what's going on. Who is our real threat? It's not each other. It's not blacks. It's not whites. And it's damn sure ain't blacks on top of blacks killing each other. It's a status quo that's saying that we are each other's enemy. At the same time, cozying up to the enemies that want to see America down, Russia and China. I've done some extensive research. I was pretty shocked about this America, and this is the reason why you need to vote for me. Joe Biden's not going to tell you this. I will. Now, I said earlier, months ago, about Black Lives Matter, about what I was, my plans and what I've already done by turning Black Lives Matter into a political party, and now Black Lives Matter is now the party of we the people. Now I've seen from some investigation from a reporter who is on this show called America Uncovered or Chinese Unleashed or something, or China Unleashed. China Uncovered, okay. Something like this, one of the two. And he mentioned about Black Lives Matter and why all of a sudden, because I've been trying to contact Black Lives Matter for over 8 months now, and my plans about turning the party into a political, or turning the movement into a political party. I have not been contacted at all from Black Lives Matter, and I was kind of curious about that fact until I heard some other things about Black Lives Matter, which concerns me. Like in some occasions where we, me and you, have seen some opponents of Black people of Black Lives Matter, the leadership that organized everything, one guy was Chinese, the other guy was white. I don't think you remember that one.
And oh, yeah.
Okay. You remember that? I think y'all can put a finger on that. So I'm like, why is Chinese people talking about organizing something about Black Lives Matter? Can't we do our own thing? Don't the Chinese got to worry about Hong Kong and stuff? Not knocking. I'm just saying, can't we have our own thing? So I put a pin mark on that. So this investigation I read today was this thing called, let's see, look at my paperwork here. The Chinese Progressive Association. This association is tied with the Black Lives Matter movement with the lady named Alicia, I can't think of her last name right now, but she's the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. She said in her interview that she's been trained in trying to set up Black Lives Matter. The question is, who trained her? It wasn't William Allen and Al Sharpton and them. We talk about Chinese people because these under tax forms that I researched from 2018 and 19 up to now, from San Francisco to Boston, that the Chinese Progressive Association, which is backed by the Chinese government, which each time you donate to the Black Lives Matter, you give to the Chinese government. And under the tax laws, of what they kind of figured out, they have to give it back to us. But underliningly, we give it back to them. That's why you don't have an underlining black leader. You have lieutenants. You have little side captains. But you don't have a leader, one man speaking for the whole movement. That's the reason why. Black Lives Matter has been taken over by the Chinese government. At the same time, you have the Russians taking over the Republican Party. and attacking us in so many different ways. Let me tell you something, America. The only way that we can have a true American revolution is to vote for Landon Knapp for president, the party of we the people. That means I'm not for Chinese. I'm not for Russians. I'm for the American people. We don't need China or Russia in here to try to push for the rights and privileges for Americans, for their God-given right for liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We're belittling ourselves in that. Still looking from within. And I ask that you take a second look, third look, fourth look, fifth look, sixth look, seventh look, eighth look, ninth look. I don't care how many looks you got to take. But this is the year that we have to vote. This is the year that, hey, we got to look from on the outside box and say, look, let's look at this Landon Knapp cat and see what he's talking about.
Okay.
I got a lot of material on Facebook. I got a lot of material on YouTube, a lot of material on Instagram, Twitter. It's up to you to take the initiative as an American citizen to work hard and diligently to question your leaders, even if you're Republican or Democrat, and you have to question Democrats now because what happened? They just gave it to Joe after what he said, you're not black if you don't vote for him. And it's not about your identity of being black and white, of who you are. It's about what's in your heart and how you treat others, and then at the same time, how can you bring people together for all people to fix the mess that we're in. If you can't do that, then you're wasting space. Joe's not the answer, and definitely Donald Trump isn't. And we got to have somebody that is strong, that is determined. And I've always said, and I think my grandpa said this too, it's going to take a black man to unite this country that can look past the hate and fear of the past and say, look, we want to embrace, we want to come together. And with my family history as a black man, I'm open-minded to do that, and I've shown that for the past 2 years of my run. And I ask for people to write my name in, Landingham, Michael D., land in the plane, then going out. And I promise you, real change will happen, but you got to make an effort, and you got to have faith and believe.
Thank you so much. Very eloquently put, and thank you for bringing some thoughts to the table that we didn't have. I appreciate you this evening.
And also, wash your hands, wear your mask. That's most important to fight this virus.
I'm in. As a matter of fact, I thank you very much for that call. We already know who we were talking about, presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. Before I even play this next track, because I do need to at least let people know some of what's going on, I would say that there is something called, and it's on Facebook as well, Voter Turnout Day, hashtag we vote, numeral 4, Tamir. So hashtag we vote for Tamir, Voter Turnout Day. And that's this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, as we are showing up, and it's at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, and it's saying, and it's hosted by the Ohio Student Association and the Tamir Rice Foundation, we are showing up to vote on November 1st. At 1 p.m. at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, we are voting in solidarity with the victims and families of police brutality in Cleveland. Tamir would have been 18 this year and a first-time voter. It is important we don't take this moment for granted. For Tamir and every life that did not matter to a system still striving to realize democracy, we must vote for them and continue to say their names. And that is what is going on this coming Sunday at the Board of Elections. We vote for Tamir. My thing is, we have certain other things to get to, but I'm going to take a pause for the moment. Send this next track out to the incomparable Danielle Woods. It fits. It does. After everything she's done and been a stable force, let's put this song on there for you on a Sunday from Fatty.
Yeah, stressful week, didn't rest a bit. Anxieties I wrestle with, antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, no refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get. Rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting your itch.
I'm on the carrying this whole vibe. This is to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know. That's a cast out demons. Love is a mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound. Lay your burdens down. I know you can find this love.
I'm more Latarian, this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
Imperial Avenue in Cleveland, where serial killer and death row inmate Anthony Sowell murdered 11 black women. We will march from the nearby church and begin speeches in front of where serial killer Sowell's home once stood. Contact telephone is 216-659-0473. That's 216-659-0473. Everyone is welcome to this Women's Remembrance event, which will include a demand against state and federal cuts to rape, domestic violence, and other services to Cleveland women. As this new civil rights and Black Lives Matter movement flourishes, we will remember black women whose lives have been lost in Cleveland and elsewhere through violence, as we remember the 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue in Cleveland. Please continue to stand with us as we fight for equality for black women. That is what is going on this coming Thursday. Now, I'm going to go back here where I need to be and at least, wait a minute. Okay, somebody was brave and bold enough to dial us up at 216-308. We've had a few phone callers tonight. Let's see who's on the line of 216-308. How are you doing?
Hey, Brother Al, how are you? It's Sister Rhonda, a.k.a. Miss Ice.
Hey, how is everything going for you?
Everything is wonderful. I am so excited getting prepared for our Halloween at Black on Black Crimes headquarters to pass out candy to the children in the community. And definitely will be safe. Social distancing, we'll have everything prepackaged, and all the children have to do is grab one bag and keep it moving.
Got you. And so what time will it start?
That will start, I believe, trick-or-treating starts in Cleveland at 5:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So it should end, I think, at 8. But definitely check, because we are going to go right along with Greater Cleveland's trick-or-treating hours.
Got you. And I'm going to ask you, why is it so important that you're giving back to the community again this year?
It is very important to me to give back to the community this year and every day of my life. You know, somebody prayed for me. You know, I wasn't always the most savory person in the world. And God spared me, and he walked with me. And I believe that once you know better, you do better. And once you have whatever resources that you are, that you be of service to your community and giving back so that, you know, someone along who's coming along behind you, beside you, and maybe even in front of you can do better by your walk and by the grace that God's given you. And I believe that, you know, God has definitely graced the world with your presence, as well as Black on Black Crime and the members within, and especially having a headquarters, that place to call home. You want to activate that resource within a community so people know that it's not just to come when there's a tragedy that strikes, but there's also beautiful people, beautiful dialogue, and a place that they can call home and that's open to them. And it's more than just if a tragedy strikes, but if tragedy strikes, we'll be there. But to come on in and be part of the solution and actually be able to open those doors for other reasons outside of, you know, activism.
Got you. Well, with that being said, I look forward to the setup. I think the setup might be even earlier than Saturday. There's so much stuff going on that at least it's good that I have myself and other members so that somebody might have to fill in the gap for me to be there. But we will be there in force to at least support this effort for giving something back to children because they did not cancel Halloween. So by them not canceling it, somebody had to step up. So I'm going to ask you, because you're no stranger to this program, you've even had your son call in and give sports reports and all of that. So I want to know, how is he doing, especially navigating through college when he's a hot prospect for the NFL? Mm-hmm. You already have one son in the NFL. It looks like you're going for another son. But how is everything going in those regards? And, you know, how's his hopes and everything like that, aspirations?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you for allowing us to have such a wonderful platform and get that experience. It goes a long way. So it definitely takes a village, and I appreciate you being a forefront of that village. And in regards to Christian Clark, and it was The Pulse, I believe, Sports Report,
right.
was to keep him on trend and becoming more than just a football player, a sportsman, but also a scholar and a businessman. And definitely he got the experience to know how to put a sports report together, how to come on in and present himself as a sportscaster, because we're talking about 12 years old, and now
right.
he is 22. So, and again, playing at the highest level of his ability at this point at college and being a prospective NFL player. I don't know, you know, I do have one of my bonus babies is number 55, Frank Clark of the Kansas City Chiefs, number one,
right.
Super Bowl champ. And it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but because of that and all of the experiences that Christian has had, it definitely puts him at – the eyes are watching. And because of COVID coming on in like it has really threw him for a loop. He was not happy at all when his season was canceled, because it is his senior year. So it's his big time to shine. He's a big man on campus, you know.
Right.
But we have to put our family safety first, you know.
Right.
And this COVID is not playing. So, you know, thank God he was redshirted his first year. So he is going to get a chance to play prayerfully in January. I believe they're going to have a season. And we pray all goes well, but no matter what, whether it's the NFL, he definitely has the experience and the expertise to go either way. You know, he could be a businessman, but we want to definitely go get that bag. You know?
There you go.
Come on in and do whatever. You know what I mean? So it just makes
right.
it easier. But, you know, the main thing is safety and health. So our spirits are high. You know, it was a damper. But you know how we do. We push onward and forward.
Right. Thank you very much. You have really been a breath of fresh air. So I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for all that you do for the community and just being a strong black man. BMA, and in the mighty words of the late judge, what's my baby's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Judge Jean Morrell Capers.
That my baby. BWA. Black Woman Army too, baby.
I appreciate you for saying that. Thanks again. And 15415 Kipling Avenue this coming Saturday, right off of, it's 44110, right off of Ivanhoe. And definitely get there around 5:15 p.m., and that's this Saturday. Thank you so much for what you do to the community and for the community. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Likewise. Peace.
Peace. You know, that was a beautiful phone call. Thing that I know is coming up that I'll be a part of, Brenda Jacobs, prophetess. She lost her husband, Carl Jacobs. He passed. The viewing is well, everything is being held, let's start this, at Harvest Missionary Baptist Church, 3649 East 93rd Street. That's Harvest Missionary Baptist Church, 3649 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. The viewing of the body will be Friday, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Funeral service, Saturday, October 31st, 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, wake, funeral, all of that, 10 a.m. Again, at Harvest Missionary Baptist Church, 3649 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. I said we would keep this double play. There's a new version out already, 6,000-plus views. Kaya, C-U-Y-A-H, Dog Nation, Kaya Dog Nation. crew on Facebook. They released something, brand new version with 6,000 plus views since 1 a.m., featuring Suave Gotti, Kim Ra, The Healer Network. And that was just a blast out of nowhere. Kaya Dog is CUYAHDOG with a crew page. But we're going to hear the original Dog Nation. And why? Well, in our region, we're kind of like, you know, 5-2. That's a good thing going into a bye week. So since we talked about NFL, my last caller just talked about football. It's good to have it back, not only for the NFL, but I'm a big college fan because it seems like college players are more hungrier. So everything is high-flying. But right now, we're going to take it down to Cuyahoga County with Dog Nation.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We're the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Jeff. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans. We gon' take it to your grill, Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett.
That's Colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Guitar was played by the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. And let me see what's going on. I have a 440-915 phone number calling in. So let's see what's rolling. 440-915, how you doing out there?
Hey, did the Browns win last night, Al? Yesterday?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Look, you know I played quarterback in high school, Al, right?
Right, so. Right.
Baker Mayfield channeled me in the second half.
Yes,
God.
He did. Yes, he did. 5-2 is our record with a bye week coming up, so we can only get stronger. Came at the right time so everybody can nurse their injuries and everything else. But how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Brother Porter. There's so much going on, like with Clash and with the campaign and just, you know, life, COVID-19. So I'm busy. I'm in the gym working out, you know, after I got out the hospital. The doctor told me I should work out. What the doctor didn't tell me was that even after you're cleared of the virus, you still have certain symptoms. Like my feet were swollen for like almost a month, and I'm still exhausted sometimes. But I talked to Clash. I can't think of her name now, but she had COVID-19 like 5 or 6 months ago, and she's suffering. Ivanka Hall, she's still suffering from exhaustion. So. You know, we have to be careful with this virus. We don't know enough about it. You know, we don't know who it's attacking. Thank God I have blood type O. You know, I hate to say that, but, you know, I've been scared since I have asthma. And I guess people with blood type O are less likely to get affected and everything. But still, though, it does things to people that, you know, they'll be reading about it, you know, years from now.
Years from now. You're right about that. You are. So what else is going on for you? I heard you mention Clash, and yeah, tell the people what's happening with you.
Well, on November 3rd at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, we're going to have a Jeff Mixon election night watch party. You know, we're going to have some pizza from Angela Mia's. We're going to sit down and watch the watch party, go over my 7-point plan for Ward 7, and you know, hopefully we'll be celebrating the end of Donald Trump that night and celebrating the beginning of my campaign. You know, we'll see. There'll be some surprises that night, including like a 50-50. We need to start raising some funds. But so far, Al, honestly, I've been, you know, I know I've, as president of Black Lives Matter, I didn't take prisoners because I don't see why you would do what we do and not be able to tell someone that, look, you can call yourself a Democrat or a progressive all you want, but if you keep endorsing people like Shirley Sappho Strickland and some of these accusers, they're just sending black people like it, you know, like it's a game or something. Look, I'm really getting tired of these people that can hide behind these labels, and, you know, that's been my number one thing, and that's going to continue to be my fight, that we need black leaders that represent their neighbors. If you're the councilman in Ward 7, everything that you do should be geared towards making life easier for the people in Ward 7. Now, to the extent that other people outside can help you make it happen, that's fine. But as far as, you know, a councilman spending all his time trying to make people at Cleveland Clinic richer or to make the people downtown richer, that's not why we are elected. And, you know, at some point it's going to have to change. I hope we'll be able to change it next year.
I hear you. Well, then, we're looking forward to this, which will be happening at the Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters, which is actually the Dialogue Center at 15415 Kipling Avenue, November 3rd. And, hey, you're saying that's about to be around the 9 p.m. to midnight hour, something like that?
Yeah,
so,
we're
going to
start at 9 p.m., and it's going to go until...
Got you.
And I'm sorry, I missed your question. Was it?
No, I just wanted to say I thank you very much because it seems to me like you're really, you've never been one to fall back. Some people say, well, this is, it is what it is. Mayor Frank G. Jackson said. And then you came out and showed people how easy it is. You went to set a trend to show people in the city of Cleveland that you can follow through if you want to, but you laid out a blueprint of how easy it is to go out and pull a recall petition. So it, with a couple of minutes left, can you let us know the importance? Why did you feel it was necessary to go and do something like that?
Well, I'm going to try to keep names and organizations out of it, but it seems like people always want to tell us what we can't do to discourage us. So I went to one of the so-called experts, and he said, you know, you're going to need a lawyer and $2,000 to do this. And only because I messed up spelling Blaine Griffin's name, it ended up costing us $16 to do what the experts told me that you couldn't do without a lawyer and $2,000. So first I just wanted to show people how easy it was to conduct a recall. And then, of course, I'm always trying to bring attention to that endorsement process, which is the key to turning our community around. The people that do the endorsements are the people who give us our leaders because we don't do our homework. So then if we're the worst city in the country, the people who are endorsing in Cuyahoga County get an F because they're the ones that put these leaders in office. And we have to do something about that. And no one's going to, you know, we're not going to get people to just give up their power, but we can take it from them very easily by voting smarter. You know, this is too easy to do, Al. We've let poor black leadership discourage us to the point that we've given up. And one of the things that we're going to have to understand is giving up is not an option. You know, quit saying that every politician is dishonest. It's just there's a lot of honest politicians. Me, you, Mariah Crenshaw, Spencer Wells, you know, a lot of them. But people, they're fighting to keep us out of office. So then when we come to our people who we support, they want to mix us in with the other folks. So we're getting beat up by the people we're trying to represent, and we're getting beat up by the people who want to keep us from representing them because they know that we'll really represent the people instead of selling out to our to people giving money to us.
So I appreciate you very much.
No, I appreciate you, Brother Porter. Thank you for everything you're doing, man. I think you have a clue how important it is to our community because our leadership is so weak. I mean, just even vocally, you know, from the things that we hear them say or not say, things happen and they don't even say anything. You know, they take 10 blocks in Ward 6 or whatever, and nobody's going to say anything. But as long as Black on Black Crime was there, There was one group out there let them know that the black community is not dead, and it's far from dead. And I think we're gonna show them that next year.
I believe so. And may you definitely have a blessed remainder of this evening. It was good talking to you.
God bless you, Al.
God bless you. You know something? With that being said, I guess this next song goes out. It says a lot in itself. Why do we do this? Guess we do it for you. So, yep, we definitely do it for you. This is Eastside, legendary song. Hey, gotta send that one out. Talk to you all.
Late my show. That I breathe the blood I bleed.
I'm just trying to live, but I flex off glass, yo. Her young and yeah heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at, yo? Had a point like my life is over, yo. Late nights for them leftovers, yo. For every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me, yo. Up on my dirt, up on my lonely, cause most of you ain't real, y'all phone.
I do it.